Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Achtung Norwalk, broadcasting from the beautiful South Berlin. Accept no sandwich.
And the handshakes are starting to take place as we're here for today's game at Parkview Road between Erith and Belvedere and Canterbury City. Sun is shining, birds are singing, it's Skeffel Premier League time, Premier Division time, Premier League, Premier Division. I don't even know what's trendy anymore. We'll go for Premier League. The two teams are on the pitch now, Erith and Belvedere in their sort of relatively new orange and white, which goes against the tradition of their blue and white, against Canterbury in their maroon. Would you say maroon, ladies and gentlemen? And more importantly, it is non-league day as well, which, as everyone knows, is the day where they tend to do around the international break. And it's to get people who support teams who are obviously not playing due to the break along to watch and support the non-league. In total honesty, attendance-wise, I thought there'd be a few more. Erith and Belvedere are quite an obviously well-known team in the borough. It makes a change for us as well, because normally we're more sort of Erith and Erith Town people, but we can get around and have a look. But, you know, it's still good that these people are coming down to have a look. And Parkview Road, as we know, is the home ground of Welling United, who Erith ground share with, so there's obviously that connection, and there should always be a game there at the weekend. Just looking at my notes now, which I wrote very professionally on a piece of paper before arriving, so I look like a bit of a sort of amateur journalist, or Wally, as the asterisk would say. Erith and Belvedere going to this game in 6th place on 56 points. 18 behind Chatham at the top, but they're one clear of Erith Town, so the bragging rights will go to them. Erith obviously managed by Danny Murphy. Not that one, as we said in our interview with him. Canterbury City going to this game 16th place, about 3 points clear of the bottom two, but they are 15 points clear of those who are looking at going down, so there is quite a gap between them and the bottom two. As I said, they're managed by Keith Bird. Going into this game, the last 5, Erith and Belvedere, they lost recently against Holland and Blair. They won against Canterbury away at Canterbury's ground 2-1. They lost 3-0 away at Sheppey, which is always a hard place to go at this level. They won 4-3 at Lordswood, and they drew 2-2 with Crowborough. And looking before the game, they score about 2 goals a game if we do XG and all that kind of malarkey. So two goals a game at home, so there should be some goals. Canterbury going to this game. They beat the Fish, Mills local non-league team, 1-0 away recently. They drew with Glebe, which is a huge result. Knowing Glebe, Chatham and Sheppey are top of the table. Again, they lost to Erith and Belvedere in that fixture. They lost 4-0 to Erith Town away, and they drew 1-1 with Holmesdale. The ball's about to kick off now. Away we go. I'm just with Avery Junior 1 and Avery Junior 2, because Avery Junior 3 was in the car. What do we think the score's going to be today, boys? Avery Junior 1?
2-0.
To who?
Erith Belvedere.
Erith and Belvedere. Avery Junior 2?
3-1 to Erith Belvedere.
Erith and Belvedere. Well, the game has started. There's lots of shouting, sun shining, birds are singing. What could go wrong? I'm in my own bird shit corner, and as usual, we will check in when we get some goal mouth action or scores. And literally, we're 90 seconds into this game, and do you know what? Comic timing. That piece of paper that made me look like an amateur journalist / Wally has blown away. You couldn't write it, could you? Might start raining soon. So we're about 10 minutes in, and we've... And yeah, you just heard from Avery number 2 there that they had a shot. It went into the road. That's how high it went over. It's been relatively backwards and forwards. I'd say that Erith and Belvedere have been the better side in the opening 10 minutes, the way they retained the ball. Canterbury giving them a little bit of space to knock it around. and, you know, do with it what they want, really. But Canterbury do quite well when it gets to the final third, four-ear from Belvedere. It does get snuffed at pretty well. There's been a couple of balls over the top, four-ear if, but unfortunately not led to much. And the first real chance there of the game, as I said, went to Canterbury, where a ball was played over the top, and I'd say from about sort of 6 to 8 yards out, it's just blazed over the bar. Could have done better, arguably could have done better. Ira from Belvedere now on the ball and knocking it about, so that's not dented their confidence too much. But there's been some good stuff here so far. I mean, a couple of players, let's not get too grandeur and say, because it's non-league day, you're going to see the next, you know, Steve Morrison or Lee Gregory or Luke Vardy, don't get me wrong, but some of them are knocking the ball around quite nicely. The referees and the line has done quite well. There's a cross. Well, as soon as he says that, Kirsten Compton smashes it into the stand. But they're knocking the ball around quite nicely at times. They bring a ball down really well here from Belvedere with these cross-field passes. And it's a nice little atmosphere. Again, it's a nice day. Everyone seems pretty happy. You can have a beer in the stands. It's non-league football. It is what it is. And it has that sort of romance to it that other games in the sort of higher up the divisions don't have. Again, we'll check in again shortly, as I'm getting a little bit too romantic and dramatic with the game. But no, it's been pretty good. The surface is nice. It might be a bit hard shortly, but you know, you can hear everything the players are saying to each other. The managers are getting involved. It's a good game. So up the Deers. Are we even supporting the team this game? We don't know. One thing that I forgot to say in the previous two voice notes that I'm going to say now, basically, is a reminder to sort of fans who listen to the show, who listen to our Acton grassroots stuff and you know, want to get involved with the non-league, that, again, it's, let's be brutally honest, let's not be too out of order or disrespectful, but, you know, the level of the football isn't sort of top tier exactly. All bad foul in the middle of the park. Play on, well played on, referee. Played on nicely there. Will he put it back for the foul? No, he's playing on. The advantage is gone. But going back to it, yes, the football standard may not be excellent, but it is good value for money. I mean, like, you know, we've gone to a number of games this season covering the show and just out of interest. So, you know, we've done Erith Town, Erith and Belvedere. We've done Erith v Portsmouth. VC the Athletic versus Hastings. We didn't record it for the show for personal reasons, but we went to what was the game, boys? We went to Stansfield. Yes, a Fish Wrestling in Stansfield. So that would be Skeffel Division One, so the division below. And we know Nick has obviously been to a few games. He's been to Ebbsfleet. He's been to Hornchurch with Harry, and that kind of stuff. But one thing that always stands out to me is the value for money in getting to these games. You know, we've got good seats here. Again, it's a good game of football so far. For me and the two boys to get in, £8. And I paid the £8, even though we've got the MSC membership, so you sort of get the discount if you want to give some money to the club. But, you know, it's less than a tenner for a family to get in to watch some football. And if you've got two boys like I've got, or you've got any family members who are into football and just want to watch football, it's £8, ladies and gentlemen. You can't knock it at all. Oh, we've had our first little moment of tension there. A ball was played over the top to the number 9 for from Belvedere. Another ball's been played over the top now, brought down nicely on the side of the box. Little bit backwards and forwards. Shots unleashed, it goes wide. But now they're not happy, as you can hear. Basically, what's happened is a ball just in the move before was played over the top to Erith from Belvedere. They sent it forward, number 9. He's pretty much through on goal. He had a bit of work to do. He had to bring the ball down. I mean, it wasn't as crystal clear as that it was in front of him and he could just tap it in. But still, the ball's lit about chest high. He's looked at it and the bloke's coming from behind from Canterbury. And the referee, to his credit, straight away has said no penalty. And the assistant official on the other side, she's having a great game as well so far, keeping up the line. But she didn't flag neither. But, I don't know. It's one of those. If it was anywhere else on the pitch, would you have given a foul? That's always the argument with football, isn't it? Because if it's a foul, you know, in the penalty area, it can obviously change a game massively. If not, it's not. But I'm going to ask the dubious panel of, was it a penalty? First, Avery Senior 1. Would you have given a penalty in that situation? What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, but what do you mean yes? What do you think happened?
Like, he nudged him from behind,
and he didn't really have the ball yet, so it's like tackling someone when they haven't received the ball yet. It's a foul.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. The ball's not there to be played, and yeah, he's come through the back of him. What do you reckon? What do you reckon, Len?
I think it was a penalty because he didn't settle the ball on the floor yet, and he wasn't running with it because it was still bouncing, and he shoved him.
Yeah, and it was from behind, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What'd you have done if you were the ref, though?
I would
have gave
a penalty.
Would have gave a penalty. Brave thing to say from up here. What about you? Would you give a penalty?
Yeah, I would have gave a penalty.
Yeah, there you go. The dubious, was it a penalty decision, has spoken.
Yes.
We'll see what happens for the rest of the game. So we've had a couple of incidences here where, Erith and Belvedere just can't beat that offside trap. I wouldn't necessarily Canterbury playing it particularly well, but they're just not timing their runs well. We had one in the first half where the flag went up straight away. And there was another instance where a ball was played over the top just there to the 11 out on the wide, and 9 was offside. And even though it was clearly offside and everyone was sort of going, no, he ran in and touched it, flagged straight up. And usually, as usual, he thought he beat the offside trap, but he clearly hadn't. The full-time whistle. Full-time whistle? What game am I watching? The half-time whistle was just gone here at Erith and Belvedere, and it is 0-0 after not a lot of goal mouth action, and neither goalkeeper really tested, but he's been pretty good, he's been pretty physical, there's been some good tackles going in, some questionable decisions that have been questioned by the players from the referee, and it has been enjoyable with not much goal mouth action. So let's just hope that the sort of amateur XG that I looked up before we started was right and we get a couple of goals, because it would certainly make this a more interesting game, I think, with a goal or two. But yeah, up the Deers. So back here for the second half, underway here, and Erith from Belvedere now kicking from left to right, from my point of view anyway, from my very own bird poo corner. It's interesting, really, because, you know, a lot of people saying about this non-league day and everything like that, and it is a great initiative, don't get me wrong. And again, one of the things that we've really enjoyed covering with Acton Grassroots this season is the passion that a lot of the teams have, or fans have. Shot from distance. Oh, it's gone in! Wow! Basic. Right, so let's start again, Michael. So a ball's been played across pitch to a wide man, obviously, clearly. He's miles at, what would you say, boys? 30 yards? 35?
Yeah. Yeah, he's maybe like 46.
46, the specifics there from Avery Senior number 2. 46 yards out from his eagle eye. But he's hit this ball. He must have seen we ain't seen, because he's hit this ball low and he's hit it hard. And somehow it seems to have wrong-footed the keeper, who was standing, it seemed, in the middle of the goal. It really didn't seem like it was bothering or troubling him at all. But he's hit it, the keeper's saved it, it's wrong-footed him somehow, and the keeper's got an hand to it, and it's gone in. And so Erith and Belvedere taking the lead in really, really weird circumstances. I mean, there's nothing there that would have really tested the keeper, but it is what it is. It's 1-0 now to Erith and Belvedere, and literally, as I was just doing a voice note to say, across the football non-league scene, Dartford's 0-0, Erith Town's 0-0, Sheppey's 0-0. There's a lot of teams at 0-0 at half-time, and now you've got a really weird situation where it's 1-0 to Erith and Belvedere. And there we go, it's 2-0 to Erith and Belvedere there. Really nicely placed finish. Canterbury were on the attack, and to quote my 7-year-old middle child during the attack, ooh, skills, and there was a few oohs and ahs. Canterbury lost the ball, defended well by Erith and Belvedere. Ball's been played up top. The centre-forward's running with the ball. Everyone's screaming for him to look out wide. He's played out wide to the 9. It was the 9, wasn't it, boys? Yeah. It was the 9, yeah. It was cool as you like, just on the just as he goes into the 18-yard box, plays it back across the goalkeeper, puts it down to the goalkeeper's bottom right, his bottom left. He ain't going to miss his 2 near Erith and Belvedere, so it looks like my XG rating and prediction of Erith and Belvedere scoring at least 2 at home every game seems to be producing some fruit. It's as I said, it was a good first half with very little action, which has already, within, 10-15 minutes of this half, produced the fruit of what the first half was promising. And there's some nice little football being played now. So it's going well for here from Belvedere. They're in total control of the game now. It's 2-0. I know everyone says that's a really difficult scoreline to sort of defend because if the other team gets into it. But I can't really see Canterbury getting back into this game at the moment. But they are giving a good go. They're playing some good stuff. Lovely ball played over the top there. Going through on goal. Good defending back to the goalkeeper. 2-0 here at Parkview Road. So far on Acton Grassroots, we've had drums at VCD. We've had ultras for Hastings. We've had the ultra section. I believe it was the ultra section that Harry and Nick wanted to get near to and have a little listen. We've had some weird things seen at the sort of grassroots level. Weird in a nice way. I mean, in a nice way. It's like when you hear, you know, like the 80s was weird and the music was weird. It weren't really, you know, Depeche Mode were great. Anyway, I digress. But strangely, Canterbury, so it's a fair old trick from here. It's a fair old trick. They have got one fan behind the goal. They've got one fan behind Irish goal who is literally like the one man band, and he's standing, "Oh, come on, Canterbury!" every 5 minutes. It's very bizarre. He's now got his head in his hand because they're 2-0 down. And he's all by himself. Poor sod. I might send someone over to see if he's all right. Maybe stand with him, but he looks like he gets on coach one. This is real end-to-end stuff with, what, 10, 15 minutes left. Canterbury just had a corner, was cleared, and then another corner was in-swung. In-swung? Swung in? What is going on with my vocabulary today? But ball was swung in, and, oh, ball nearly played over the top, missed. But, no, the ball was played earlier on. Cleared by from Belvedere, and then from there they got them on the counter attack, and then they had a shot that runs the other end of the pitch and had a shot themselves. So this is the type of game you're seeing where in the first half it was all Irith from Belvedere, like I said earlier on, that controlled the passages of play. They were had more time on the ball, they were better with the ball, and they were a lot more composed. But now Canterbury are actually getting a lot more into it at 2-0 down. You know, they've had a few chances, they seem to be attacking a bit more. And the Irith from Belvedere goalkeeper's a little bit more busy than he was in the first half, obviously. But it's just a shame. Lovely ball played over the top now by Canterbury. Ball's come back across on the edge of the box. It's 2-1. 2-1, literally just said, didn't I? As Canterbury were playing. The one-man band at the behind the goals, literally, and I'm not even joking, literally jumping up and down, punching the air. But Canterbury got the ball, run down the left wing, crossed the ball in. The intended target, it's gone just behind him, but then a player's coming at the edge of the box, had a shot, deflected off a defender, and it's gone in the top corner. So as I was starting this voice note saying that Canterbury get more into the game, it's 2-1. What in the last 10-15 minutes this will be. And yeah, there's goals in the non-league. All the nil-nils at half time, don't believe them, dear listener. It means nothing at all. We're getting towards the end of the game now, and we're getting to a point of game management, which you can understand from Irith and Belvedere's point of view. You know, they're in the top six, top eight. Say about game management, and... Oh! Harris, he missed that! Oh, it's the ironic chuckle that comes from the Irith and Belvedere bird poo corner. But basically, the goalkeeper's played this ball. As I was literally talking about game management, that the goalkeeper's played this ball. And he's bounced a couple of times, gone to the centre forward. He's played it inside. And then it's like Moses and the Red Sea. It's just absolutely parted in front of him, the centre forward. I think it was the nine. He's run through on goal and he's about 8 yards out. The keeper's actually made the save to be on the floor. So all you've got to do is dink it over him. And there you go, 3-1, game over, game management, etc. But he's hit the bar from about 8 yards out. He's bounced off the bar. Everyone moaned and groaned, obviously, as it is. But blimey, how are you hitting the bar from like 6 to 8 yards out? And that's not being horrible, because like, I don't play this level, and I mean the closest I'd get to this level is reffing it, obviously. But you, the keeper's already committed to being on the floor, so why not a simple dink over or run it round him? But again, it's one of those. It's still 2-1, and as long as it stays 2-1, you won't mind too much. But if Canterbury get anything in the next 5-10 minutes, which they're actually on the edge of the Irith and Belvedere box now, and they score, they've had a shot, it's gone wide. But, and you've just heard what they think of that. But if you're 2-1 up, and to finish the game off in with the last 10 minutes, all you've got to do is either put it down to the keeper's bottom corners or just dink it over him, like I said, and you hit the bar. Crikey O'Reilly. Oh, and now the Canterbury centre forward and the ear of goalkeepers having a bit of an argy-bargy. But like I said, in all, it's been a good day. It's a good advertisement for the non-league day, which again is a great initiative, which I said earlier on, because as we've said on this show a number of times, football won't survive without grassroots. And there's a lot of times when you depending on how your team's doing, if you're a team who's in the top six of your division, or you're top eight, or you're winning the league or anything like that, sometimes the non-league can be a bit of an escape from what you're doing. If you support a team who's near the bottom of the table, or for example, not horribly, something like Derby County, and they're going through all the stuff they're going through, maybe going down to a non-league game and watching them could take your mind off it. So non-league football is so important, not just for the game in a sense, it gets people playing football, whatever it is like this, but like from a sort of mental point of view, you can shut yourself off from things that are going on in the pro game, get down to your local team, feel like you're part of a community. So yeah, I seem to be rambling on a bit, so I do apologise about that, but it just goes back to the message that we keep trying to say, just support your non-league teams. I mean, you don't necessarily have to sort of like change who you support or have a second team and all that kind of thing, but you know, if your team's playing away and they're miles and miles away, it's an international weekend, go down watch your non-league club, because they love having fans here. They love having people here, you know. They love having people here and watching, you know. There's a couple of hundred here at the moment, but the way they're playing as if there's 40, 50,000 here, you know. They're putting everything on the line, and you really can't knock that with non-league football. And I think that's something that the pro game does miss to a degree. It's very blood and thunder at this level, isn't it? And there we go, Erith and Belvedere's third goal of the game to make it Erith and Belvedere 3, Canterbury City, clearly, 1. A long goal kick from the goalie for the assist. The ball's gone over. Players run through on goal. The Canterbury City goalkeeper has committed to it, and he's just slotted it past him in the bottom corner. And that's really what they should have done a few minutes ago, but now they've made up for it. It's 3-1, and yeah, pretty much tuck yourself in, game over. And Welling Town are playing at the moment in a game where they're leading 2-1, that if Irvine Belvedere stays like this and a Welling Town game ends 2-1, Welling actually leapfrog Kennington, who are playing Welling Town, into fifth place. So yeah, it's good for Welling, because they'll move up the table, and Canterbury in the nicest possible way, even though they're losing this game, and they've been second best the majority of the time, even though just had a shot that's been saved.
Good job, goalkeeper.
Yeah, and there you go. That's the second Avery Child who said well done to everything the goalkeeper's done. You're a fan of the goalie today, aren't you?
Yeah, because goalkeepers are always good.
Yeah, they're very important positions, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you've got to always big them up and say well done. Yeah, haven't you?
Mhm.
Exactly, 100%. And Welling, what am I talking about? Irith are on the attack, beats the player. There's a little push in the back. He's still beating the player. Oh, and he's hit it over the bar from about 6 yards out. But do you know, it's been an entertaining game. And at the end of the day, this is what I said earlier on at the very beginning. £8. It's been a 4-goal game. Get down your non-league, everyone. Get down your non-league. So the game ends 3-1 to Irith and Belvedere. And although Canterbury got their goal and made it a little bit more entertaining, there was only really one team in it. Irith and Belvedere did really dominate from the start and were in control. Even when Canterbury scored, I couldn't really see them getting into the game and getting the second. Some lovely football at times by Irith and Belvedere. If you can be a little bit critical, you can say they play a lot of cross-field passes, and maybe there's a few times they could have played it a little bit simpler. But in all, they've won 3-1, so you can't be overly critical. Canterbury, they give it all. They give it all. They give it a good game. They tried really, really well, but ultimately it just wasn't to be, and they couldn't match up to Irith and Belvedere. And you can see now why, in the nicest possible way, Irith and Belvedere are in the top six, and Canterbury are nearer to the bottom of the table. I think if results go their way, this will see Irith and Belvedere go fifth in the league and be a little bit closer to that top spot. But they're too far behind to catch the likes of Chatham and Sheppey and Glebe and those type of teams. But you know, to have a top six finish in a division with teams with that kind of spending power and that type of ambition is really, really well. And seeing how they get on Maybe. You know, they'll be seeing how they get on against Deer of Tan as well, who are currently 2-1 down against Punjab FC. So it's... it's this Skiffle League is very interesting if you keep your eye on it. I mean, I know a lot of people look at a non-league and they might look at like the National League and the National League South, but you look a bit further down the pyramid, you've got some good little teams down there, and it is very, very competitive. A lot of the teams on the same points, and like I said, with the likes of Sheppey and Glebe, who were top of the table at the start of the season, they're now second and third because Chatham have taken the lead in the table. So you keep your eye on the non-league guys. It's wide open. It really, really is. And like, you know, we stood next to the pitch now, next to the tunnel. The two boys I'm with have said well done to everyone. The players are talking to them. So, you know, if you've got your little ones with you, they'll be meeting the players and talking to the players. So it's good stuff. I'll be hoping to maybe get down to a game like Sheppey in a few weeks, because everyone says, you know, how well Sheppey play and how many goals they score, so it'd be good to watch them. I know I watch a lot of the more local teams, so it'd be good to expand my knowledge on other teams. I believe Sheppey will be at home against someone like Crowborough, so I'll have a look at that, and then obviously reporting that the best I can. But signing off from Parkview Road, 3-1 here from Belvedere. If you're Danny Murphy in charge, you really can't be too disappointed. So up the Deers, come New Lions.
If you enjoyed the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a cheeky little review. Arrivederci, Millwall. Till next time.
Who do you want to watch?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.